We are a group of senior volunteers based in Worcester County, and this is our program called the Fraud Squad Players. And without further ado, I will hand it over to Les Holmes.
Thank you, Joe, for the introduction. And Troy, thank you very much for the invite to WCUW. And good afternoon to all your listeners out there. Before we get into the skit, I'd just like to say a few words. Joe commented on it, but yeah, we're AmeriCorps volunteers sponsored by Family Services of Central Massachusetts, and we're an affiliate of Seven Hills Foundation right here in Worcester. We travel Worcester County talking with seniors about how to recognize, resist, and report fraud. Our primary goal is to help as many people as possible to avoid being scammed out of their hard-earned money. This is a quick heads up. Please be aware that there are still several scams going on that involve the COVID-19 pandemic. Scammers look at this as a golden opportunity to commit crimes. They know the pandemic has made people more susceptible to fraud, and that's relative to stress, isolation, fear, losses, and etc. So be on the lookout for COVID-related imposter scams like the CDC calling about COVID surveys, a contact tracer stating that they have reason to believe you were recently exposed, medical labs with free advanced at-home COVID test kits, and the CMS, which is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, calling about COVID prevention and treatments. Also watch out for scammers asking for donations with the Ukraine humanitarian efforts. People and families and children in Ukraine are desperate, but it doesn't stop these crooks. Just a couple of more words here. I'm often asked, how big is this problem? And the Federal Trade Commission, which is basically the gatekeeper for all reported frauds in the U.S., reported that in 2021, Americans reported 2.8 billion scams and lost close to $6 billion. You know, within that, almost a million Americans 60 and above reported a loss of $1.1 billion. Imposter scams are by far the largest category of fraud. Phone calls are still the number one contact methods for seniors. And finally, seniors have the highest median loss per capita, close to $1,000 per scam. The thing is that with all that said, scams are still woefully underreported, with the numbers ranging from anywhere from 5 to 20%. What that means is that 20%, only one in five scams is being reported. The question is what are the reasons? And it's pretty straightforward. I mean, some people are embarrassed. No one wants to admit that they've been conned. Some are ashamed, don't want family and friends to know. Some may feel stupid. I can't believe it happened to me. Others are afraid. Don't want the family to think I can no longer take care of myself. And some people just don't think it's a big enough deal to report, and others simply don't understand that they've been scammed. And so one other quick point. Question is that why do con artists prey on the senior generation so much? First of all, there's a lot of seniors. 10,000 people a day turn 65 in the United States. And that's going to continue for the foreseeable future. Plus, in general, people live longer, and that's because of medical and technology advancements. You couple this with a lower birth rate, and that makes the seniors the fastest-growing segment of the population in the United States. As a matter of fact, the U.S. Census Bureau is projecting that by 2034, people 65 and older will outnumber people under 18 for the first time in U.S. history. Some other reason why scammers target seniors? First of all, they lived in a different time where life was at a much slower pace. There was no internet, no social media, and for the most part, they were raised to be polite, trusting, and they took people for their word. Some seniors have a little nest egg, and that's from home equity, 401k, pensions, etc. Scammers are aware of these personality traits and clearly go where the money is. Okay, now, what you've all been waiting for, the skit. It's called the Jury Duty Scam, and it will be performed by Joy Sharia and Bob McCracken.
sorry. I didn't hear that. What did you say your name is?
My name is Ian Fleece. Sergeant Fleece from the Federal Courthouse in Worcester. Check your caller ID.
I did. It says Federal Court. May I help you, Sergeant?
Well, actually, I'm calling to help you.
Oh, what's wrong?
Well, ma'am, is there a reason you missed jury duty yesterday?
I'm sorry. I don't understand. I didn't go to jury duty yesterday.
That's correct. You didn't, but you should have, ma'am. That's why I am calling. You did not report to the federal courthouse for your call to jury duty yesterday. Now, just exactly why is that, ma'am?
I did not receive a notice to report for jury duty.
Oh, sure. That's what you say today. But yesterday you were in violation of code 36546 for not reporting to jury duty.
There must be some mistake.
There's no mistake. You are Lenore Griffin, correct?
Yes, Lenore Griffin, and I have never missed jury duty in my life. You can check your records.
Well, if you say so. Are you authorizing me to check your records?
Well, I most certainly am. Please.
I just need more information. A date of birth.
October 16th, 1949.
A social security number?
Oh, I don't give that to anyone.
Ma'am, if you have authorized me to check your jury duty records, you are playing a certain amount, placing a certain amount of trust in me, aren't you?
Oh, well, I guess I am.
Then you need to provide me with all of the information. I need to check your records.
Oh, I suppose you're right. Okay, 676.
676?
30.
30.
5182.
5182. Please just wait a minute. Okay. I'm into the system, and there you are.
Found me? You see how reliable I've been? I would never just skip jury duty.
But you did.
But I didn't. I never received a notice.
A notice was sent to you 3 months ago. Looks like you just ignored it. This will not look good on your record.
What should I do? What can I do?
Well, I can offer you the opportunity to pay the fine now, and I will note on your record that you did so willingly and that you say you never received the notice.
Oh, good. Oh, that's good. I can pay the fine now, you say. How much is it?
Oh, yes. We can settle this right now for $220.
Oh, that seems like a lot.
It's either that, ma'am, or I issue a warrant for your arrest immediately.
Oh, no!
Yes, it's the law.
Oh, Sergeant, what's your last name?
Fleece. Sergeant Fleece. Look, my hands are tied here. I'm trying to help you get beyond this. Some judges take a particular dislike to those who avoid jury duty. Sometimes they let you stay in jail overnight just to teach you people a lesson.
Oh, I don't know what to do. Maybe I should call my son and see what he thinks.
Not a good idea. If we do not resolve this during this phone call, I will be forced to activate the arrest warrant. Stay on the line.
Okay, I will. But you don't need to take that tone with me.
Lady, I'm not the one who has a problem with the law. You do. And I'm not the one who skipped jury duty. You are. Now follow every direction I'm about to give you, and no more questions. Got it?
Got it.
Oh, please take out a credit card and open your computer. If you do not know how to use the reloadable card, I'll teach you. And don't you dare hang up until you buy the reloadable card and read me the numbers.
Okay.
Right now!
Lenore has done herself harm already by giving the sergeant her social security number. She's going to have to do something about that right away. Should she go ahead and give him the numbers of a reloadable card, too? What should she do right now? Let's go back to the beginning and see what Lenore should have done.
Sorry, I didn't hear that. What did you say your name is?
My name is Ian Fleece, Sergeant Fleece from the Federal Courthouse in Worcester. Check your caller ID.
I did. It says Federal Court. May I help you, Sergeant?
Actually, I'm calling to help you.
Oh, what's wrong?
Ma'am, is there a reason you missed jury duty yesterday?
I'm sorry, I don't understand. I didn't go to jury duty yesterday.
That's correct. You didn't, but you should have, ma'am. That's why I am calling. You did not report to the federal courthouse for your call to jury duty yesterday. Now, just exactly why is that, ma'am?
Just in case you don't know Mr. Whatever your name is, officers of the court never call to see why someone may have missed jury duty. The court will send a letter. If, in fact, I really did miss jury duty. Officer Fleece, I don't want to be fleeced, and now I'm going to hang up.
Oh, well, can't snag everyone.
Yeah, as you could hear in that skit, there were many red flags. You know, you had a fast talker, sounds official, kind of pushy, sense of urgency, you have to act immediately type thing, asking for personal information, money, instilling fear, and don't contact anybody. And by the way, those red flags are pretty common to most scams, so it's not anything exclusive to that scam. Which brings up another question, and I'm asked quite often that who gets scammed? And a lot's been written about the subject, and the conclusions are consistent. There's no single profile of a fraud victim. Some people think that fraud victims are limited to a frail elderly person living alone with a reduced cognitive ability. Nothing could be farther from the truth. The fact is, given the right circumstance and the right scheme or pitch, anyone can get scammed. It has nothing to do with your age, your income, your education, where you live, or what you do for a living. It's just that some people are more susceptible than others. What I mean by that, some people are more easily swayed, and that's a function of their personality makeup. In addition, a negative life experience can make a person more vulnerable, such as the death of a spouse, loss of a job, divorce, severe illness or injury, bankruptcy, death of a close friend, in retirement. Yeah, even retirement. A lot of people go into retirement financially insecure and looking for every nickel they can find. So the point here is that when you have a negative life experience, your focus is on the experience. Your stress level may be increased, and your mind is occupied, and your guard is down. That, in fact, is what makes you more vulnerable. So the big question is what can you do to protect yourself, besides not trusting strangers and not giving out personal information? You can call the RSVP Senior Fraud Helpline at 800-297-9760. Once again, that's 800-297-9760. At this point, we're approaching 1,000 calls from people all over Worcester County and have helped people avoid spending close to $350,000. Our biggest claim to fame is that 98% of these callers haven't been duped. In other words, no money has passed. Why is that important? Because most of the callers have been educated at fraud squad events and by events like this and by good old word of mouth. Just think, every dollar we don't let a con artist put in their pocket is a dollar we can use to improve the quality of our lives. It could mean more money for food, more money for housing, clothing, health, dental care, prescription drugs, transportation, and even that trip you've been thinking about. Now, before I close, I'd like to just mention one more thing. Fraud Squad perform. You can schedule a Fraud Squad performance at your agency, social club, organization, place of worship, house, housing facility, or adult daycare or event by contacting Joe Horan at 508-796-1805 for more information. Again, that's Joe Horan, 508-796-1805. Thank you for listening.